Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
When nights are round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot.
All right, it's the round table. Should I just get an opening statement from you guys? Be on your best behavior. We're just guest hosting here, fellas. Ben Swain, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good. The only opening statement I have is Victoria bumped us in with Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
Which is not the title of the song.
That is not.
I can't believe that song ever got cleared. They wrote that song and they're like, let's make this a widely used airplay banger. And they named it that. And I still can't believe that happened.
And we all are just like, it's okay with it. We'll just sing the radio edit. But now we all know the real one. The original is out there. And Josh Goodson, how are you? How are things in LaGrange, North Carolina?
We're good. You know how we like to give away parts of North Carolina? Like, the Outer Banks is Virginia.
Yes.
Charlotte is South Carolina.
Yes.
I'm coming more and more that, like, I'm cool with Boone and Blowing Rock.
Okay.
Like, the rest of Statesville type thing, I can take or leave it. And because you said we're not from the western part of the state, and there's probably a good reason from that. So I don't know who we give it to, but I'm here to say that I'm cool with, like, keeping Boone, but we can get rid of the rest of it. We just got to send it somewhere.
Brevard can go. Like, we're not trading for Nashville with Tennessee. I'm trying to think of what we can get out of Tennessee for, like, Brevard and Murphy and whatnot.
Asheville has maybe become overrated now, and which is hence why I want to keep Boone and Blowing Rock. I don't want to give away the Christmas movie setting of every Hallmark movie that is Blowing Rock, North Carolina, but Asheville might be okay with that.
All right, I got to be careful here because I believe we're on in Asheville, but what I think I hear you saying is Asheville's like Carmelo Anthony, like 6 years into his career, where you're like, hey, man, you're really good, but we think you're just going to be overpaid and not win us a championship, and we don't want any part of that anymore. Is that kind of where Asheville's at?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Swain, how do you feel about that? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, Asheville can get out of here.
Okay. All right. It's not that we're not saying you're bad, Asheville. You're just, we're paying a little too much for you right now, and we don't think we can win a championship with you. All right. Yeah,
we've squeezed all the juice we can get out of Asheville.
100%. Yeah. And there are things that we used to think we can only get in Asheville that we know we can get in Boone. And frankly, we can just go to Virginia now and get it, too. It's a lot closer.
Well, that, and also before 2000, Asheville was the only person that had IPAs.
that's
you can only get craft beer in Asheville, but like we've learned that literally is not the case. So, yeah,
now that
we can move on.
We've mastered IPAs in other counties. We don't need you as much, Asheville. All right, I know you guys are huge Wake Forest Athletic fans. You won't find two bigger supporters of the Deacons than Josh Goodson and Ben Swain. My question, was Chris Paul demanding, did he demand a trade not to a team? He said, I don't care what team you send me to, but I have to be traded today to take away from the fact that Wake Forest is going to choke in the College World Series. Are you on with that conspiracy, Swain?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of blame Chris Paul for what happened for Wake Forest, honestly, right? I mean, that's the only thing we know about Chris Paul is that two things. One, actually three things. He's got a brother that sells insurance. Two, he's a really good basketball player. But three, he'll never win a championship of any kind. And so just being affiliated with any Wake Forest team, he must have never paid attention to tennis. Aren't they like a big tennis school?
Yeah.
Whatever, they won a bunch of...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I think tennis is the only thing that's like immune to Chris Paul.
I was scared that he was going to end up in Omaha and they would lose, and then it really would look like it was on him. Like, there'd be all the pictures of him there, and it'd be like, oh, God, like everyone would pick up on it. Goodson, did it hurt? This is a somewhat serious question. Very, very rarely do we get this serious. As a State fan, do you care that it was an NC State transfer that knocked Wake out, and which way did you care about it? Did you not like it that the guy that was at State is now going to the College World Series final championship or whatever? Or did you like it because the former State guy that you probably still claim as a Pac Pro is still tormenting Wake?
Probably. He's a Pac Pro, so let's just set the record there. Tommy White's a Pac Pro. Wake Wake for me as a State fan is kind of interesting. NC State would probably not be considered a big brother, so to speak, to anyone, right? They're not a big brother to Duke. They're not a big brother to UNC.
ECU?
Yeah, but I'm talking about like in like Power Five mindset. Sure. So
that's how big brother you are. You're dismissing ECU. You're not even like putting them in your family. That's how big brother you are to them.
No. But for State, at least since I've been alive, you know, that my fandom can only go back to like the '90s. Wake has obviously had success, and I'm not saying State is Wake's big brother because Wake has beat State plenty of times in every sport, usually in agonizing fashion. But to see Wake get close to winning something really, really good was not something I was super excited about happening.
Sure.
So I didn't care who hit home run. It could have been anyone on LSU. I wasn't necessarily pulling pulling for LSU. I just I couldn't have Wake Forest just win something else, and not even just win something else and have something like, what do we have left if they actually end up having a national championship in baseball? When in theory, NC State has a better, bigger baseball history than Wake does anyways.
Yeah. Swain, I saw some people telling fans how they were allowed to feel about a transfer doing something last night. We live in this world now where fans want to have it both ways, right? You want to complain when the guy leaves your school, but then you love it when the good person comes to your school. Are fans allowed to be hypocritical and hate the player who leaves their school but love the guy who comes to play for them?
Man, you know where I stand on this. Fans are allowed to do whatever they want to do. And it makes perfect sense to feel like it's okay when somebody leaves their school to come to your school, right? Because it's, hey, you know, I found a home over here. I like it. But look, like, NC State is just so much better. So I have to go there. It, you know, I owe it to myself to have that, to take that opportunity. Perfectly explainable situation. But to leave NC State to go to LSU, like, why would you ever do that, right? Like, that's grounds for hating that guy.
Yes.
I am all 100% in favor of the conditional, you can hate this guy and also like this guy that came to your school. I'm perfectly fine with that.
I am, too. That's how I am with, like, Canes hockey. Like, I don't need you to, like, reasonably explain to me certain rules in the playoffs. When we get a call against us at home and it's, like, three penalties in one period, I'm just going to complain about it, and I don't care what, you know, what it was supposed to be. I just want to be an irrational fan about it.
Can we at least all agree that Pete Nance is the best transfer in the history of sports, in my opinion? he was the best transfer that ever happened.
Get out of here. Big Rock, did they get it right at the Big Rock, Goodson? I know you're our fishing expert. We had a disqualification. They had to, like, tell me if you saw it this way. I think they knew they were going to DQ the fish, but they didn't want to do it the night of because, like, there was a mob there that they thought would riot, so they waited the next day to make the official word. Sushi became the winner because Sensation was ruled to have a marlin that had bites taken out of it. How do we feel about the Big Rock ruling?
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
Agree on them not saying something at night. Jax is next door to the Big Rock landing area. Jax is not ready for the aftermath of what would have happened if, you know, a riot that would have taken place down there. So I don't blame him. As a guy that's not really, like, we play golf a lot. And so when it comes to the rules, like, I don't want to say that we break the rules, but we do a lot of logic and common sense rules, right?
Sure.
Like, if the ball is here and we know where the ball went, but we can't find it because there's not a million people walking around, don't take a stroke. Put your ball down. Move on. We're cool with that. I'm usually, you know, cool with that. But you got to have a rule somewhere, right? You have to make a rule for this situation. And it probably has to be a rule that, quite frankly, has a lot of, like, what-ifs attached to it at the end of the day, and this is one of those situations. They talk about the fish in 2019,
yep.
Top dog or something like that. Do you know the backstory behind that, Hayes?
the
of why that one worked?
Top Dog, because they said it got beat up like it was a small boat, right? So the fish was hanging off.
The fish was so big it was hanging off.
Yeah.
It basically got damaged after the fight is what they're calling it and such, and after it was already boated. So that's, you know, they weren't the same thing. And I believe the guy that finished second to Top Dog even kind of came out this week and said, like, yeah, I was mad when it happened, but, like, they didn't break any rules. It sucks that it happened. They're going to roll the money over next year. I think it's going to go to, like, $4 million for the Fabulous Fisher thing next year, which is kind of insane. So I can only imagine that this is just going to build up the publicity and the attendance for the Big Rock next year. But they got it right, even though I'm not a big rules guy. They got it right, and they have to stand their ground. And good for them for doing so.
Swain, was that the most serious answer that Josh Goodson has ever given on the radio?
Ever.
I mean, he was really breaking it down there. What about, go ahead.
I think the timing of it was perfect because, like, what's the one call that you and I love in college basketball? It's the wait and see if the ball goes in before calling the foul, right?
Sure, like, sure,
if they miss the shot, if they miss the shot, call the foul. If they make the shot, let it go. This was one of those things where they were going to let the fish go, hoping that somebody would come in with a bigger fish, right? Like that, because you never know. Like, you don't want to DQ that fish,
yes,
and then have it not matter, and then you're a big story because you DQ'd that fish. You waited to see if the shot went in, and it did, and so then you have to DQ it. It makes perfect sense. I'm completely fine with what happened.
Do sharks make the Big Rock all tournament team? I mean, they factored in heavily. I think you got to put sharks on your all tournament team this year.
No, they're sort of like I don't even know what the equivalent is, but like they shouldn't be out there, right? Like we need to figure out a way to do something about sharks.
Hey guys, we're trying to fish here. Come on, guys, come on. Can you go to the Pacific for a couple weeks? Goodson, I do have to ask you this. They talk about, like, you know, one of the reasons I feel like they're not saying it. Is also one of the reasons if there's a quote-unquote shark bite or whatever, they're kind of just saying, we're not accusing you of cheating, but, like, more things could have happened, and we just don't want to go down that road, so we like a clean fish, right? It's easier to say that. But there's part of me that's like, should you get any more credit for fighting a fish than just finding a 520-pound marlin, whether it's, like, distressed and not fighting that hard anyway? Isn't part of fishing just getting lucky and stumbling across a 500-pound fish?
Scoring a hockey goal and catching a fish
yes,
are basically the exact same thing. They just happened to – you're right. The winning people who even got the 490-pound fish, like, they just went to the right spot.
Yes.
I am 1,000% with you on that. And so, to that point, it's luck anyway. It's not quite like playing Keno where you always win or playing Mississippi Stud where you always win. There's no luck involved in those types of games. Fishing is 100% luck, in my opinion.
Swain, what
especially,
was...
Oh, go ahead, especially sorry. Especially if you get into the dynamics of, like... I would say that most of the boats out there are actually, like, professionally trying to fish, and I'm not going to sit here and say they're not. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of... Like, a whole piece of, like, going fishing one day...
Yeah.
...is you get out there at 6 a.m. and you just start pounding beers.
Yes.
And you do it the whole time. And it's like, oh, there's a fish. Yeah, we might win. Like, what? There's kind of a...
Yeah, no.
It is kind of silly when you think of it like that.
I hear what you're saying. At the World Series of Poker, there are some people out there who play poker professionally, and they are at the World Series of Poker trying to get to the final table because that's X number of money, or even, like, win if they can. And then there's people who can afford to pay $10,000 and just like playing poker, and they're going to go out there and just play. And now... one of those dudes might get the cards where they end up near the final table, and they're like, I didn't expect to be this far. Like, yes, you were totally right. There are fishermen that are out there that are just to have fun and be in the Big Rock, and then they're like, well, I think we got a big one on the line. We might as well try and bring this one in. Swain, what was the better Michael Jordan sign-off? Drafting the obviously wrong guy or signing a UNC player that probably shouldn't be in the NBA going out the door?
It's got to be signing Black, right? Like that is the absolute I'm leaving. It's like the presidential pardons, you know, like at the end of a president's term, you can basically pardon whoever you want to. You basically pardon Leaky Black from a career overseas by giving him a two-way deal with the Hornets. It was the most Hornets thing ever, and I wish we had all, like, I'm going to bring it up. I know we don't have audio for it, but I'm going to encourage everybody to go out and try to find the audio from Mitch Kupchak explaining why they chose Brandon Miller.
We've played it several times, yes. If you've been listening to the show, you heard it, yes.
It is unreal. It is incredible Hornets audio right there.
In fact, you probably could play the same audio and it would be a better answer for why did you sign Leaky Black than it would be for why did you draft Brandon Miller. Like somehow the incoherence would make more sense for a totally different question. All right. Are you guys ready to, before we play You Good, actually last thing, are you guys ready to play You Good? Did you come prepared for we're airing this for the first time? All right. Before we get to that one, I got to ask, who you got in a fight? Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk. Goodson, who you taking?
Oh, God. Zuck Daddy. Okay. I've been with Zuck from the get-go. I was original. My grade, my year was the first year that Facebook existed, where you had to have a .edu address.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've been through the fight together. team Zuck.
All right. Swain, what about you?
I feel like what's going to end up happening is it's a fight, right? Zuckerberg's going to have the upper hand. But then you've got the big, like, WWE reveal where the Winklevoss twins come out of the back and hit Zuckerberg with a chair. So I'm going to go Elon with illegal assistance from the Winklevoss twins.
One Winklevoss distracts the ref while the other one hits with the chair.
Yeah, exactly.
They turn around and Elon's just laying on top of him. They're like, oh, it's over. All right, it is now time to play a game that we don't have music or anything for because we're making it up as we go. It's called You Good. Now, how this often happens is our Slack channel where we talk about sports things that are going on throughout the day, when a piece of news pops up, you might throw it to somebody else who this piece of news might affect, and you got to ask them, are you good? And so that person then has to respond. Although typically, are we responding or are we not responding? I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'll start this one out. Well, we do have music. Look at Victoria go. Former LSU coach Will Wade gets a 2-year show cause penalty for basketball recruiting violations at McNeese State. Goodson, are you good?
That's Pac Pro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly why. I think this is the guy. State wanted him and wanted him bad. Are you good? I believe these recruiting violations track back to NC State. Are you good?
I'm okay with this. Okay. I hate to see a Pac Pro kind of, you know, get this, but I'm okay. It did affect me a little bit when I read it. But yes, I'm officially good.
All right, you get to throw the next one.
Hey, I could have gone in a lot of different directions with this for you. I could have asked, are you good that UNC football is not showing up on a sleeping giant or dark horse list right now? I could have said that. But are you good that the Down East Wood Ducks and Kinston won the first half of the Carolina League this year?
What? No way. First of all, I can't believe that happened because at one point I feel like the Mudcats had won like 4 or 5 against them. And second of all, you do not get to flip this on me when the Wood Ducks just got unceremoniously sold and might be getting shipped off to another place. So you better win. Did they really win the first half of the season?
They did.
This is unbelievable. I'm too removed from this now that I'm not PA for the Carolina Mudcats anymore. No, I am not good with this. This is not how it's supposed to go. They're supposed to get sold off and lose. I don't like losing to this team. I am not good. Ben Swain, Duke assistant Emil Jefferson has finalized a deal to join the Boston Celtics. First year of John Shire's tenure, and assistant coaches are already fleeing the bench. They want no part of the Shire time at Duke. Swain, are you good?
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food, all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon oat bowl are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
I am good because, you know, Duke obviously needs to hire an assistant coach, preferably somebody to work with a big. And, you know, just thinking about, like, players who have come through Duke, who played that post position, have some notoriety out there, knowledge of the game, obviously, but also, like, knows the position. And it just so happens that his two sons are, like, two of the top recruits in the country. Carlos Boozer would be a great fit. I think Duke should absolutely hire him for however long his twin sons want to stay in college basketball. But no, I'm good. We'll just have to wait to see if Emile Jefferson throws shots on Twitter towards John Shire, like some other assistants allegedly did last night.
Correct. And I should have said, my bad. No disrespect, Goodson. That's hashtag Pac Pro Emile Jefferson. Sorry about that.
Emile Jefferson. Yeah.
All right, you're up, Swain.
We'll go right there. I don't know if you talked about it yet, but this is a legitimate are you good, because I'm worried about this guy. Nolan Smith, are you good? Have you guys already covered this?
No, we have not. Give us the background.
I'm not much of a sports radio guy, so I didn't listen to the show today. So last night, Nolan Smith tweeted, former Duke assistant Nolan Smith, now an assistant coach at Louisville, tweeted, "I will never go to the draft as a coach unless my player personally invites me and says, 'Coach, I want you there.' Draft night is about the player and his family. It's not a photo op for me to post on Instagram to help with recruiting." This was tweeted about maybe 2 minutes after Derek Lively got drafted, with John Shire sitting at his table, who actually was invited by the Lively family. He later said, actually, his wife came on Twitter and kind of backpedaled for him and was like, I guess they were getting a lot of heat from Duke fans, and she was like, well, you know, if your coach was invited, this obviously wasn't about you. Kentucky fans felt like it was about John Calipari. There were some responses to him talking about Eric Musselman from Arkansas. But it just in general, like, that is not a that's not something that an assistant coach on a 3-win basketball team should be tweeting during the NBA draft. Are we all in agreement on that? Like, that might weird be a look. Message, but you're not the guy to give that message when you are, you know, the last assistant on literally the worst basketball team in college basketball. I don't think anybody wants to hear that from you. So I'm concerned a little about his mental state right now. So I'm going to go with a legitimate good for Nolan Smith.
I would say he's probably not good. Let me text him and see if he's good real quick. Anybody else got any more you goods?
I'm out.
All right. We should work on wrapping this thing up. I'll give you a last one. Swain, Eric Halla signed an extension with the Devils. We needed him to be on another new team next year that the Canes could defeat once again in the playoffs. Are you good with Eric Halla staying with the Devils? Is that going to break the curse?
Yeah, I don't think he needs to be on a different team, right? Like, he could be on the same team. It's okay. Just that every year that he plays, his last game is going to be lost to the Hurricanes. So I'm perfectly fine with it. And it makes sense, too, because looking ahead, it really should be Canes Devils for quite some time in the Metro. So they'll probably be matched up again in the playoffs for years to come. So it's perfect for the Hurricanes.
All right. That is the roundtable. Ben Swain, a U.S. hockey certified coach, and Josh Goodson. He sells a lot of mortgages. Boys, appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Maybe we'll play some golf. I have done my part. It has not rained in the 3 hours I've been on the radio. Weather Moose is not here to defend himself. But yeah, I'm trying to make it not rain so that you guys can play golf this weekend. Have a good one.